On our program this month, we're going to take up where we left off last month in our quest to perfect the daily schedule, that is, how to stop missed appointments. We talked earlier about a continuum of lost patients, and it included more than just people who actually schedule an appointment that they don't keep. It included the prospective patient that would have chosen your practice if your Yellow Page ad or website had looked differently. We talked about those who call the practice and hang up without making an appointment. In other words, these people have gotten a little farther in the process. We also mentioned the classic new patient who schedules their first visit and then fails to show up. We included those who, on later visits, fail to make their appointment. This is the patient that we so often think of as the classic missed appointment, either the person, the new patient who fails to show up, or the existing patient that fails to show up. But it's really not true. You actually start losing patients much sooner in the process than you're aware of. It's just that you only notice it after they start scheduling and then not showing up. On this recording, I'm going to lay out a system for getting the prospective new patient, or the scheduled prospect as we call them, and the actual well-meaning patient through the door. If you'll recall, we differentiated the well-meaning patient from the scheduled prospect as someone who actually intended to keep their appointment at the time they were making it. The scheduled prospect was someone who made an appointment that they did not intend to keep because they either didn't like the encounter they had with your receptionist, or they later found a more convenient, more affordable practice to visit. Later in this recording, we're going to hear from Wes Warren of Zone 5 Marketing on how to make your Yellow Page ad into a more powerful, more effective marketing piece. And let's face it, you're already paying for it. You might as well increase its effectiveness. We classify your Yellow Page ad as a key component to stopping missed appointments because if a prospective patient looks at your ad and then chooses someone else's, well, let's face it, that's another form of no-show. If you had designed the ad differently, they would have called your office instead of your competitors. As you're going to learn from Wes, the Yellow Pages are a percentage game. It's all about knowing how to appeal to an ever larger audience. So we're going to start right at the beginning of the prospective patient's journey toward your practice and show you how you can ensure that more patients make it through your front door. All right, let's start building your system for stopping missed appointments. First, we're going to work with a new patient compliance system. And then we're going to move on to a system for perfecting your regular visit schedule. All right, let's talk about new patients. New patients are considered to be the number one no-show in the average practice. I don't think there's much argument about that. Now, I say considered to be because in most cases, they really weren't new patients to begin with. They were some type of shopper. They could have been price shoppers, convenience shoppers, compassion shoppers. As I pointed out earlier, just because they actually make an appointment doesn't mean they're well-intended. In other words, they put their name down, but they may not intend to come in. We found that the majority of new patient no-shows are actually low-confront shoppers of one type or another. Low-confront in that they're uncomfortable telling you or your receptionist that you hadn't answered their questions in the way they wanted them answered. The setting for this problem centers around your staff's failing to answer the two most difficult questions that a patient can ask, namely, do you take my insurance, and how much does a given procedure cost? See, if you combine the wrong answer to this shopper question with a low-confront prospective patient, you have an extremely high probability of experiencing what most of us refer to as a new patient no-show. Since it's beyond your receptionist's power to make patients into highly assertive beings, they're going to have to do a great job at addressing the one thing that is in their power to address that is correctly answering the two key questions, do you take my insurance, and how much does it cost to be a patient? It's important to note that there really are two classes of insurance shoppers and two classes of price shopper. There are those that have a mental lock on either insurance or price, and those that don't. That is, there's those who are still open to seeing someone outside their network and those who aren't. In order to capture the portion of the market that represents hardcore insurance and price shoppers, you're simply going to have to be in the network and you're going to have to be inexpensively priced. They're hardcore. They won't listen to anything else. Their minds are closed. They're closed to your best script. The purpose of this recording is to help you capture the remainder of the market, what we refer to as the reachable. All right, let's look at these questions one at a time. First, do you take my insurance? While I've heard some seminar leaders tell staff to be less than forthcoming when answering this question, I found that it doesn't really sit well with staff or with patients. But it's not necessary to duck the question. When the prospective patient asks if you take their insurance, you should have the staff answer in the same way that you would want someone to answer you if you were asking the same question. Have you ever called a business or a doctor's office just to get basic buying feasibility information? Of course you have. Have you ever called an automotive dealership and tried to find out if the car you want is priced within your personal budget? How do you like it when they told you that it was difficult and mysterious to try to put a price to a car that you haven't actually come down to the dealership to pick out, even though the same dealership sells over 300 of these automobiles equipped exactly like the one you're interested in, but somehow they can't come up with a way for you to even find out, you know, within a range what this car could cost? That's right. You now need to go down to this friendly car lot and have them tell you that your low-mileage, mint-condition cream puff is worth little more than scrap metal. They know, however, that it's best to deliver that piece of bad news in person. I think you get the point. No one likes to be jerked around when they're just trying to find out if they can afford to do what it appears they now need to do. And no, I'm not talking about quoting prices yet. I'm just talking about finding out if you take this caller's insurance. You see, whether someone's asking about insurance or price, it's really the same question. Can I afford this service? This is what we call a feasibility question. This is really different than a true price shopper's question, a hardcore price shopper. See, a true price shopper already has an idea of what they need. Now they're trying to find out what it might actually cost. And they're looking for this service at the lowest price possible. You see, there's a tendency to look down on these people, these true hardcore shopper patients, as if they were less than human. Yet which of us, you and I, hasn't been guilty of this exact same behavior, probably within the last week or two? That is, calling around to make sure that we don't get overcharged for something. We know that once we're in the door, it's going to be difficult or embarrassing to leave because we have to admit now, or it has to appear that we're admitting, that we can't afford to be there. When we shop, it's just being smart. When our prospective patients do it, they're being stupid or sleazy. If we're ever going to appeal to a large share of the prospective new patient market, we're going to have to answer these two questions, price and insurance coverage, to the satisfaction of the would-be patient. When the persuadable caller, that is those who can be persuaded, call and ask if we take their insurance, I would suggest that we do answer honestly. Before you do, however, let me give you some help with how to be honest and still get a lot of these callers into the practice. You've got to remember, you're not going to get them all in the practice. The use of scripts, techniques, and verbal strategies only enable you to increase the percentage of those that you can get in. When your prices are high or your insurance coverage that you accept is low, verbal skills help, but they simply will not capture 100% of the marketplace, not if you're high or if you don't take insurance.